Zen Restaurant is the most recent, but it may not be the last. That suggestion from federal fisheries enforcement officials after Kai and Yao Hu, owners of the Asian fusion restaurant at the Gold Belt Hotel, admitted serving up subsistence-caught halibut and also agreed to pay a hefty fine. The original Notice of Violation and Assessment of Administrative Penalty, or NOVA, says the restaurant's owner-operators were actually penalized $20,900. That's the base penalty plus the estimated cost avoided by buying halibut at below commercial fair market value. The Hughes bought a total of 271 pounds of subsistence-caught halibut.
The amount of fish involved was small. And so that's why the fine was smaller to be commensurate with the amount of fish.
That's Julie Spiegel, spokeswoman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Federal fisheries investigators say they provided the halibut for the subsistence fisherman to sell to the restaurant. During an undercover operation, he did not catch the fish himself.
The person who made the sales was cooperating with the government.
The Hughes bought that fish on two separate occasions between February 1st and March 9th. Of 2010 for what appears to be no more than $5 a pound. It's a unique Alaskan twist on what may be a widespread problem in a competitive global seafood market.
Well, seafood fraud is really an economic crime, and so that can directly hurt the fishing industry. It can hurt retailers and consumers.
That's Margot Stiles, senior scientist with Oceana, an international ocean conservation and advocacy group. Stiles co-authored a recent report that suggests between 25 and 70% of the seafood sold in stores or served up in restaurants may be the result of species substitution. You may not be eating what you think you're eating.
It's also risky for human health because if you have an allergy to a specific fish and you're getting something different, it's not good. Also, because if they're lying about what the identity of the fish is, you really have to wonder if it's fresh and what else they're not telling you.
Species availability is one reason for those substitutions. You may get farmed Atlantic salmon during the off-season for fresh wild salmon. Stiles says other common switcheroos include pollock for cod and rockfish or tilapia for red snapper. Here in Juneau, a restaurant like Zen could get subsistence-caught halibut at a steep discount to the usual wholesale price of $10 a pound and still pocket a hefty margin for their halibut dishes. But it's unfair competition for the honest commercial longliner or processor.
It's definitely an economic motivation. People commit fraud because they want to make money, and so they're cheating the system, basically.
The Zen case was settled administratively as a civil matter under the Northern Pacific Halibut Act. That law specifically prohibits the sale and purchase, trade or barter of subsistence harvested halibut as outlined either in statute or regulation. We continue trying getting comment out of the Hughes. Mitchell Hugh, manager of the Zen, told KTOO at his restaurant recently that he was also the Kai Wen Hu that was named as co-owner, but he declined to answer most questions and said he had no comment at this time. This isn't the first time a Juneau restaurant has been caught buying subsistence-caught halibut. The now-defunct Doc Waters Pub, a restaurant that was located in the Merchant's Wharf downtown, purchased over 4,500 pounds of the flatfish starting in 2005 until early 2008 when federal agents raided the place. Doc Waters got that halibut for as low as $4 a pound. Susan Auer, a senior enforcement attorney for NOAA's Office of General Counsel, declined to talk on tape for this story, but she says such a quantity purchased over an extended period may be the reason why they referred the case to prosecutors for potential criminal charges under the Lacey Act. That's the federal law prohibiting sale or purchase of fish or wildlife that's been in violation of another state or federal law. And in this case, the underlying law is the Northern Pacific Halibut Act. Doc Waters owner Jason Derek Maroney was sentenced to 10 months in prison to be served as community confinement, plus a year of supervised release. David Allen Skrzynski, a Juneau-based commercial salmon fisherman and holder of a subsistence halibut registration certificate, or shark card, was sentenced to 12 months and a day in prison and 3 years of supervised release. Part of Skrzynski's plea agreement entered into the federal court system March 10, 2010, remains under seal. That's as little as one day after the last reported sale to the Hughes. And the recent NOVA filed against the Hughes specifically names Skrzynski as the fisherman who sold them the subsistence fish during the undercover operation. NOAA's Julie Spiegel suggests that Doc Waters and Zen were just the first establishments that got caught.
This type of thing is more common than we'd like to think.
NOAA attorney Susan Auer also sees it as an increasing problem. She says restaurant and lodge owners have not been careful about the source of the fish that they've been purchasing. They've either been reselling them as meals or repackaging them for their clients. Without getting specific, Auer says she believes that there are other cases already in the works.